right, gang, welcome to Puck Off. Frazier Smith here after the holidays, and Joe Bartnick is with me, of course.
What's up, Captain? Welcome back.
Thank you, my friend.
Happy New Year.
Had fun in the Motor City.
And, incredible. Yeah. Just Happy New Year to all the fans and friends of the show. It's just we're back, 2015.
Well, I'm impressed that you did two shows by yourself.
Well, you know, I don't know how impressive they were.
I'm sure they were good. If
Thank you,
can
though.
Do it, it's you.
Thanks. But we had to keep, you know, I want the fans to have content. You know,
well,
it's a long Christmas break, and, you know, we want people to who are used to Puck Off so they can disagree with who I hate and who I don't like.
You know,
franchises and everything. And welcome back. Happy New Year to the lovely Maria.
There's Maria.
New 2015 hair color.
Looking very good.
Very, very, very styling. Yeah.
And she had a good time.
I had a great time. I was in Philly. Maybe I should start with that story. My phone is...
By the way, mentioning our fans, my nephews, I ran into, of course, my nephews over the holidays.
And, yeah.
They are all listening to Puck Off.
Well, hi.
One of them goes to Purdue.
And the Boilermakers.
Yeah, the other guy lives in Indy, and they're all their friends in the dorm are all hockey fans.
Well, right on. Well, thanks for listening, guys. I'm sure you're on Facebook. Give us a like. We're still horribly down on Facebook.
We are down.
it just looks sad. But let's talk about positive things.
Okay.
I was in Philly, and here's a funny thing, right? So I'm wearing a jam-packed, like, Christmas Eve CVS store. And they open up a new line for me.
Right.
And the guy goes, I didn't want to wait on you. You were wearing your penguin hat. And I was like, oh, right. He goes, but you guys are doing good, you know, with everyone's like, that's when we were in the height of the mumps and they had 10 AHL guys on there. He goes, you guys are doing good for having the whole minor league team out there. And I said, yeah. And a friendly, and this guy, kid was very knowledgeable. So we had a very knowledgeable 10-minute conversation. And my wife had to jump in, you know, well, listen to Puck Off. He's like, oh, I will. So as we're leaving, as a kind gesture, I said, hey, well, and he said, you know, Happy New Year. And I turned around as a good gesture, goodwill. I said, well, good luck to your Flyers.
Oh, my God.
It gets better, right? He goes, yeah, and good luck to your Penguins.
What?
What? This is the best.
This is
some
Christmas.
Old lady in the back goes, oh, no.
Something had to happen. Yeah.
That's a rivalry.
It is Philly, man.
That's a rivalry, though.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about. Even in Christmas time, old ladies, Pens, Flyers, there's just no love lost.
She wasn't having it.
One not having it.
No.
Isn't that the best?
Oh, that's a great story. I love that, man.
So, Happy New Year. We're back. We have new, going to have some new sponsors coming up, and big things coming in the next month or so for the show.
Great.
But we won't expose any of those. What are we talking about first?
Well, you know, the Winter Classic, I know it was, you know, the thing I want to talk about was Carl Alsner with the shades, man.
Yeah, the shades were badass.
I just love
that.
Little
Terminator.
That was my favorite thing of the whole Christmas holiday. He didn't play with them on, did he?
Oh, yeah, he did.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, I love him. I love him.
The Terminator shades. You know the funny thing about that whole thing is Washington hung a banner in their practice facility that they're Winter Classic champions.
Well, why not? I don't have a problem with that.
I don't know.
I did notice that the ratings were down.
The lowest one ever.
Yeah. And the woman that writes for the hockey for the LA Times, she's really good, too.
Oh, Helene Elliott.
Yeah, Helene Elliott's awesome.
She's like in the Hall of Fame.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
And she said her theory was that because they had the stadium series, that it took some of the thrill out of this because they're oversaturating them.
I think a little bit of that. I think they're using the same teams a lot, too. I love watching the Blackhawks, but you know what? I like watching the Blackhawks when they're playing in Chicago and they have 22,000 people going nuts in the madhouse on Madison.
Yeah, that's pretty,
You know, that's just as exciting to me as watching them play in a baseball field.
No, you're right. That's a great barn.
Yeah, and they play, you know, Ovi's been on a bunch of them, so, you know, maybe some fresh blood. And, you know, I think the other thing this year was that the college football meant something this year. I think every other year it didn't mean something. So why watch meaningless football when you can watch meaningless hockey, which is better?
Yeah, sure.
But now all of a sudden it's like, I've seen the Cap. I've seen Ovi play outside. I've seen the Chicago play outside like five times. And the football means something maybe.
So what's the answer? You do less of them?
I think.
Because I love them, but, you know.
Or you do more and just rake in all the money from the gate and not worry about the TV ratings.
Yeah, that's got to be a good gate.
That's well, it's 80,000 or 40,000 people.
Whatever. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think maybe switch the teams up, maybe. You know, I guess Boston's getting it next year. So I'd like to see one, maybe a Mile High Stadium in a blizzard. See,
that'd be cool.
The Avalanche are a good enough team to play one.
When there's an actual Avalanche.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
You know, remember like watching the Broncos play in the blizzard? Maybe fun to see the Avalanche.
They actually have to pull the Zamboni out.
The Zamboni is a snowplow.
Yeah. All right. Well, there was a lot of action going on. Let's get to it. You know, the other thing I did like was the junior tournament.
Oh, wasn't that amazing? I mean, and how many times have you sat here and heard me say, let the kids play in the Olympics? Well, and that's what you would have had.
You know,
that kind
you know
of
what?
Excitement.
You might be right, because that was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And pretty good hockey, too.
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing hockey. I mean, some of the kids, first of all, McDavid, Connor McDavid, his breakaway last night, the game-winning goal, not the game-winning goal, the gold medal game, he looked like Lemieux. On that breakaway.
Yeah.
That little shoulder tuck,
yep.
Bury it. I mean, he was sick.
There's some talent. You know, Domi, kid. Max Domi. Max Domi's a bad dude, isn't he?
Where'd he get those hands? Not from his old man.
No. Pops couldn't do that. No. He used his hands for a different reason.
Yeah.
But Pops was excited in the crowd.
Man. Oh, did they? Yeah.
Yeah, they kept cutting to him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all the dads were. You said it was great.
Yeah, that's
great.
Cool.
The other
Canadian team looked great, and the Russians were good. I mean, USA looked good against Canada, but Russians clocked us.
Russians clocked us. Yeah, not a good showing for the Americans. A couple of the Canadian guys, though, I scribbled down what I liked. I love their captain, Curtis Lazar.
Lazar's cool.
Just always had a smile on his face, and he's like, "We're playing for the sweater." He got it.
He was enthusiastic. He got into it. Yeah.
He got
it.
And the other kid like was a nurse on D.
Right.
Tall, lanky, black kid playing D.
Let's see if we can get him for the Kings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's going to be around for – he looked like Larry Robinson. I know it's juniors, but, I mean, he looked amazing.
Well, you know, you're going to see a bunch of those kids in the pros.
Oh, yeah. Reinhardt. Well, Duclair has already been a Ranger. The kid that scored the first goal.
Right.
The Duke. He scored 6 seconds in. It was just fun. I just love watching really good young amateur kids play.
And they were good.
Even though some of the pros. Oh, they're amazing. I mean, how about the save that the Russian goaltender made at the end? And he got yanked. They trace yanked his there. And they remember they yanked the Russian goalie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same thing as 1980.
Remember?
Trace Yank had to sit there and watch that. The first time there's been excitement in Toronto, in 10 years. Because of the other big news that happened.
Well, of course, this is the big news in hockey right now. Carlisle's out.
Randy Carlisle, Norris winning, only Penguin ever won the Norris. The coach only won the cup with the Ducks. In Toronto, he is done in Toronto.
He's out. Now, what impact does this have?
It's scary for you, my friend.
You think they're going after Babcock?
Yeah, they're
going
to go after Babcock. They're going to name that tower, the Babcock Tower. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because
the exchange rate's way down. So maybe they're going to offer him a bundle.
They're offering him a bundle. And you know what? And Detroit does not owe Babcock. He'll put their feet to the fire, but Detroit does not owe him anything. I mean, Babcock's a great coach, but they gave him everything. They gave him so much talent. I mean, the GM's Holland's the best in the business.
Do you think he goes?
I think I think he does go. I really do.
And how much you think they offer him per year?
I think they're going to pay him $10 million
a year.
They're they're desperate people.
Yeah.
Know what? We'll see what he can. We'll see how smart he really is.
Do you think it was Carlisle's fault?
No, not at all. Carlisle's a tough coach. He, Ron Wilson wasn't Toe Blake, but he was a decent coach. He couldn't get those guys to play.
So it's
and they brought Carlisle in. I mean, Carlisle's biggest loss was he didn't just steal the puck. He didn't just eat the puck for 10 minutes and let Boston come back, or it'd be a whole different story. But there's two different. Their stars don't come back and play defense, and it's like Kessel, Van Riems, like they're like on a different team.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the Bozak, they score and that's great, but they don't play defense.
Yeah, they've got shoulder injuries from carrying the team.
Yeah, yeah. They don't play defense.
Yeah.
And their goaltending, Bernier and Reimer, can't hang them out to dry. They can't take 50 shots every night.
Yeah.
You know, and, yeah. And I mean, Clarkson, that was a waste of money. I mean, he hasn't, I think Kadri hasn't done anything.
So what do you do when you dump your guy midseason? I mean, we saw what happened in New Jersey. You know, they brought in, the GM and Scott Stevens and Adam Oates.
Well, a couple different things happened. Now, I did not even write down. I think it's Steve Schott, the old defenseman. It's like Steve Snott or Steve Spott and some other guy are the people taking over.
Is that right?
The interim guys.
But initially it was those guys, right?
No, those are the guys that are initially taking over in Toronto.
Lula Morello.
No, in Toronto.
Oh, in Toronto. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and now in New Jersey is totally different because New Jersey, the Amarillos went behind the bench before and taken over. And the defense is being run by Scott Stevens. Now, Scott Stevens would just lace him up.
Yeah, that's what we need. He could probably still play.
Oh, easily. Yeah. I mean, Scott Stevens, he's better than has the defense with one leg in this league. I mean, it's Scott Stevens.
It's Scott Stevens.
Yeah. And then Oates is running the offense. And the funny thing is they asked, because Yager, right before this happened, he threw a fit. And Yager's going to bitch it to the press. But he said, I've never been on a team that was this bad halfway through the season.
Wow.
And then Yager was actually happy that Lamarillo was going to stand behind the bench. Because he should see what's going on this team.
Yeah,
And you know what? Peter DeBoer is not a bad coach.
Once again, the coach gets blamed. But
he gets blamed. Yeah. Lamarillo knows he doesn't have that good of a team. Like I know, but it was time to make a change for Lou. But Yager bitched. What did Yager do then?
Went on and got a hat trick. The oldest guy ever to score a hat trick.
Yeah, well, he got a hat.
Beat out Gordy by a couple months.
About a year, I think.
Was it a year?
Yeah. And but that's. We're not counting Gordy in the World Hockey League. It's Gordy was putting up hat tricks
when he was 67.
Yeah.
but that's pretty impressive. Yager's still playing.
And
great.
He beat the Penguins. He went out and beat the Penguins on arguably their worst effort, though. But he had the game-winning goal. Now Yager has all-time leading game-winning goals.
Yeah, he leads in that, too.
All-time, 119. All-time
that's pretty
overtime
impressive.
Winners.
Yep.
And oldest man ever hat trick. So he put his money where his mouth is, Yogs. And the sad thing is he won't be a Penguin at the trade deadline. No. He'll probably go somewhere.
Where do you think?
I can't speculate.
Man, he can still play.
Oh, he can. He's going to play two more years.
Yeah.
He's going to come in third. He's going to come in third to Gordy and Wayne.
Probably will.
He's
just behind Esposito now.
Yeah, and then
fifth.
Yeah,
and he's three goals behind Espo.
Yeah, and then I'm a little bit behind on who the next guy is. He just passed Bossy. Who would be the next guy? Now we're looking unprepared. We should move along.
Oh,
there's so much to talk about.
Yeah, there's so much. We're gonna move on when we don't know.
Oh, my buddy, the real deal, James Neal, first man find. Under the new Don't Dive.
Over the
pod.
Dive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I love that.
Way to go, James.
Way to go, James. Yeah. You're recognized for something, James.
There's an art to it.
I've seen some hideous, they're calling it a lot now, the half and half. Like, well, we tripped him, but you embellished it. I don't like that. Either.
It is or it isn't.
Either call it or you don't.
Yeah.
I really don't like that, you know.
Yeah. All right. So what else is big news? Rangers were playing very well.
They went away. They came back. Still doing well. Well, the big news, the first salvo in the trade sweepstakes is the Penguins got David Perron.
Oh, yeah. I saw
from
that.
From Edmonton.
Saw that. Why are you happy about that?
I like Perron. I think, we gave away a first-round pick and Rob Klinkhammer, one of the best hockey names you'll ever see.
Great name.
So we got him and he scored his first goal in his first game and against Montreal, but we were shot that game in Montreal. Montreal got, Gallagher ran into Fleury. They didn't call it. Montreal scored and they ran on a roll. I mean, Montreal's playing so good that
they're playing great.
Michel Therrien's happy.
Yeah, that's rare. He almost smiled.
Yeah, they went 6-0 on the World Juniors trip. That Toronto went like 1-5-1, and that's what cost Carlisle's job. But the Penguins now are over the mumps, and
I was talking to my nephews about that, who are our big fans. They were saying, "Who gets the mumps? How come all the hockey guys got mumps?"
It's something in your glands where, like, maybe even on a face-off, like sweat dripped from Crosby to the guy in the Rangers, and he got it. But they're saying, "Well, if it's the water bottles."
Oh,
so
really?
Now okay. The guys all have their own water bottle now. You used to come to the bench and just spray anything.
Yeah, maybe you should have thought about that during flu and cold season.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, mumps was almost
cured. And now there was something like 1,000 cases last year in America. And like,
what do the mumps do? They make your cheeks puff up?
Yeah. It's like your glands or something? An infection in your glands of your mouth.
Now, do guys still play with that?
No.
They can't, right?
No, they can't. But now all the Penguins are back. And with Perron, if they get Como back, and he got hurt, and Como's playing great with Malkin, and they get what's his name back? The guy we got, I'm like rusty.
Yeah, you are. But I'm not bailing you out.
No. Well, you don't have no. What's his name? He's on the tip of my tongue. The guy from Hornquist, jeez.
Oh, Hornquist.
Yeah, and I didn't look it up, people. Maria's
no,
my
he
witness.
Didn't. Maria had the answer.
They're going to have a great top nine. They're going to have a great top nine, and that means they can probably still keep Paul Martin, which is huge.
You got to keep that.
I want to keep Paul Martin, and I know that's who the Kings want.
Yeah, they do. They need defense because I don't think Voinov's coming back.
Nor
should he really.
After
what I heard.
I mean, what was in the courtroom? I mean, it was like true romance, what Tony Soprano did to that chick in the room. I mean, it's like,
he
might be deported. I mean, you know, and with good riddance. If that's true, I mean, that's horrible. So they needed a defenseman anyway because Willie Mitchell and Voinov. So
When Mitchell left during the offseason, a lot of people were. I thought they should have tried to keep him.
Yeah, and he's good. I think they got enamored with Mike Richards. I think Richards said, I'm going to work out harder and then be better. And everyone loves the fact, hey, Mike Richards on your fourth line, you guys must be great. And that is great.
But
he's making like $5 million.
Right.
So you can't keep Willie Mitchell. And, you know my Robin Reguer you can have. And then, McBain, Voinov, done.
Yeah.
And
defensemen are premium. They're hard to get.
Top four defensemen are premium. And that's what I want Paul Martin on the Penguins. I want Paul Martin on the Penguins and for the cup run. Because I think our top four are with Paul Martin. I think the Penguins are, and we get everybody back.
You're looking pretty good.
I'm very happy if everyone comes back healthy. I'm very happy, and let's keep Paul Martin. The Kings, I'm not worried about right now. They always run around slow.
They always rally.
Yeah, they one team that can turn it on, turn it off, that's the Kings. But they need a defenseman in the big picture because let me tell you, the story of town right now as we speak, and it's 70 degrees if you're listening anywhere else, is the Anaheim Ducks.
The Ducks are doing it.
They're Matt Bolesky looks like Brett Hall.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
And Anderson's playing well.
Anderson's playing great. And the luckiest thing that happened was Brizgalov. You know, Briz came in here and sucked so bad.
They had to go to
Barbecue couldn't screw it up.
Yeah, yeah. He couldn't do his platooning.
Yeah, that's great. The captain.
He couldn't. He wanted to.
Yeah, he went his platoon system of mediocrity. Yeah. He couldn't do it.
He couldn't do it.
And they got Cam Fowler back from the blue line.
And Getz is a miracle man.
He's Captain America.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I mean, I love that guy.
Yeah, and they are playing.
Perry's back.
Off the charts good.
Yeah, and on the D-line, they got Boschman back. They got Fowler back. I mean.
A lot of one-goal wins, though. Still counts, but.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what you're going to get in the playoffs. Because you're not playing Arizona and Edmonton in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, you got to win one goal games. Anderson's shown me a lot. The Ducks are. It's going to be interesting. The Ducks have to get past the Kings.
Well, you know, and Kings always turn it on.
Yeah. And California has to get past the Chicago Blackhawks.
And that's never going to be easy.
That right now is juggernaut city. I was saying off air to a friend of ours. That, you know, I think the Islanders have the best 1 through 12 in the business.
You know, by the way, Brian, our new sales guy.
Yes.
Here, at Sideshow, He's a hockey guy.
Yeah.
And big Kings fan.
Big Kings fan.
Yeah, and he hates Chicago.
He hates Chicago. He but wait. That doesn't mean that Chicago advertisers
can't sponsor the show.
Yeah, cannot
sponsor. He loves sponsors
from
Chicago.
From Chicago.
Yeah.
He's big. He's
as
big.
Long as you're a sponsor, he's fine with it.
Yeah, he'll wear.
He just doesn't like the Blackhawks.
He'll face paint Blackhawks if you.
He will. And he wanted us to make an appeal to any sponsors that might want to hook up with Puck Off.
Yeah, yeah.
Give him a call.
Yeah, give him a call. We'll get
Brian here at Sideshow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's rocking.
Yeah,
you're right. Chicago is tough, man. They're
I think the Islanders. Now I'm skipping around.
Oh,
but
Islanders.
No, you're not. I am. You're doing great. The captain's right on par.
I got a Nyquist update.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, let's do this, and then let's do Chicago. Then we'll do the Islanders. Then we'll do Détroit.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so Chicago, I think. Best, they got Sharp back. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
He just had the big game-winning goal the other night. I think Kane's the best.
You think he's the best player in the league?
I think right now, and I usually only give it to centers. His hands right now, he is just taking over games. He really is. He's taking over games with his sweet hands. I think they got the best top nine in hockey.
I'd agree.
Now.
Yeah.
I mean, Brandon Saad, Pittsburgh kid.
Saad's playing great.
Just playing super hot.
And they got Crawford back.
And I mean, look at Duncan Keith. He's throwing no-look passes like magic. I mean, Duncan, they get the best top four defensemen, top nine, and Crawford. I think that's the best. I think the best 12 guys, 12 forwards, though, are on Long Island.
Well, yeah. It's funny.
And I love their coach because, you know, they were giving up 3-goal leads everywhere, but still winning games and squeaking by and getting points. Yeah. And then they went up and they laid an egg in Edmonton.
Edmonton, I watched that game.
And Capuano threw a fit.
Yeah.
And he said he's going to start benching people.
You don't want to lose to Edmonton.
And people aren't held accountable. And it's like, that's what you want to see. He's not happy being tied in first place because he knows there's more potential on that team because there really is. I mean, the Islanders are looking
great. They're a good team, yeah.
Now to get to your office, Detroit is kind of they lost a few.
Lost a couple in a row there. We were a little shaky there for a minute.
Yeah,
but I did love Nyquist. I went out on a limb saying he was the best player in the NHL. Brian, I was wrong, but he might not be the best. But he's
he had
awesome.
The best shift of the year.
Did
though.
You see that shift? He held on to the puck for like 2 hours.
Yeah, he literally
28 seconds.
28 seconds to score the game winning goal with like a minute left.
It was like kid hockey.
28 seconds. I can't like jog in place for 28 seconds.
And he was just toying with people.
He went around the world like 4 times.
He's unbelievably talented.
Unbelievably talented. And you know what's great is Franzen. What game? Because I took my notes. They were losing. I think they were losing to someone they should have crushed.
The Sabres?
Yeah. And he was a -3 in the first period. And he said on the TV, he's like, I was pissed. I was -3. And they went out and steamrolled him.
Well,
which is what you got to do, the Sabres.
Yeah, you do.
You know,
we're still doing pretty good.
You're doing better than Boston and Toronto
and the Kings.
And
you got 49 points.
Yeah, you're in the playoffs.
Yeah,
playoffs. How about Boston?
Boston's falling apart there, but it's a lot of injuries.
When people listen to this, it'll be like after they've beaten the Penguins, probably 4-0. Yeah. Lucic will have a hat trick and like break Crosby's neck or something by the time people hear.
Probably.
People hear this.
Probably, but you know, but Chara is really, I think his knee's still bugging him.
Did
they bring him back too fast?
You know what? I bet they would have loved to have been up. In first place, and let him take 2 more weeks.
Yeah.
You know, right?
Sometimes you don't have a choice.
With him. But you know, Seidenberg had the bad knee last year. He's come back. Seidenberg and Chara just don't look as good as they usually do. And now people are throwing the puck in and going back and creaming them.
But do you think that's because of the injuries that they're not looking as good? I mean, Chara.
I think they're older. I mean, I think it's a little bit of both, and I think they're having to deal with more of everything because their offense isn't in the zone as much. They're playing more defense.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. They're not, I mean, they're not the big, you know, you can talk to your blue. I mean, I will get off for the sake of everyone in Boston, the Sagan, Louis Erickson thing, but they're not, you know, they lost some beef. I mean, Thornton got old, but, you know, they lost Thornton. They lost the Reverend Horton Heat. They lost Iggy. They lost Krejci center and Luch for a while. So, like, Luch can even get in and bang bodies around. It's like, they're just not the big bad. They lost Boychuk, who loved to throw his weight around. They're not the big bad Bruins anymore.
No, they're not.
They're not laying people. They're not, like, people used to, like, not want to go into the corners with Chara and
no,
Luch,
you didn't want it, yeah.
You know, and Luch and, you know, they used to have a great fourth line. Now their fourth line is from, you know, Worcester. And Rask is, you know, I mean, you're not going to blame Rask, but he has not been on fire this year.
No, I still think he's a great goalie.
As comparison, your man, I mean, Carey Price is just a man on
Carey
fire.
Carey Price is awesome right now. Yeah.
He stole the Penguins lunch money like five times.
Oh, man, I told you, that guy.
Yeah.
He's off the charts.
You know, I mean, so that's the, you know, it's a little bit of a difference, but I mean.
Well,
it's funny is if Boston knew it took, you know, nobody, and no offense to Mr. Klinkhammer, and a first round pick to get David Perron, I think they
go after it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, tip of the hat to Jim.
Well, that's,
to Jim
everybody
Rutherford.
Needs D. That's the thing. And
well, Perron, you know, Perron's a forward.
I mean, but everybody needs D. That's
oh yeah,
got
yeah,
go.
They're down on the D.
If they've got Chara out and he's still playing, but he's not up to par.
Is Chara still not a great defenseman? Yes. Is Chara the most dominant force on the ice every time he's on it now?
No. But I think that's injuries.
A little bit of age. You can't be great forever. Right?
Well,
I mean, unless you're doing roids like Bonds. And,
tell that to Yoggs.
And Clemens. Yeah, but I mean, Yoggs is like Lemieux and Nick Lindstrom in the sense where they're just so great and they know how to play the game. Like Chelios, those hands never go away in the way you angle your – if you keep your body okay, you can play
Chelly
the game.
Yeah, played forever good.
Yeah, Lindstrom played forever good. You know, I mean, you know, there's something about – and they everyone we've named is a conditioning freak.
Well, that's what it takes.
Yeah, but you know, so is Chara. But he got a bad. Well, Chara will be back. Nowhere near gonna. And Chara.
So, do you think Boston rebounds?
Do I think Boston makes the playoffs? I do, because I think Toronto is. I think Toronto's going down.
Yeah, they've got all those issues.
I think Toronto's. They didn't want to rally around Carlisle, obviously.
Obviously.
They didn't want to give him a chance to rally around Carlisle. I think they want to not make the playoffs. I think they want to get rid of some. I mean, they were looking so good in the middle of the year. And then they looked
good there for a minute.
And then they lost Komarov, who's a great third-line guy, kind of a glue guy, get in there and, you know, make things happen. And then they started playing Winnick in their fourth line more. And then, you know, about 2 weeks ago, he just kind of threw that system away of four lines and rolling four lines. And he went back to just playing Kessel 30 minutes a night. And
you can't put it all on Kessel.
There's two things about that. Kessel and his line, they never back check. And you can't have two. Here's, as a Pittsburgher, I know what it's like to have Lemieux never back checking until the playoffs.
Yeah.
But Phil Kessel's not Mario Lemieux.
No. He's good, though.
He's good.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, everybody has to buy in. Yeah. When people, they're wishy-washy. The whole team has to buy in. If one line isn't buying in, then no one's buying in.
Now, do you blame that? I mean, you know, we've already said it wasn't really Carlisle's fault, but did he lose the team, as they say?
Yeah, but so did, maybe he never had that team.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look at right now. Look at the great Lindy Ruff, the great Lindy Ruff has that team. They love Lindy Ruff. He threw a fit. So that remember the third line of bashed of a you know I bashed that third line a couple weeks ago because I say I love them, and then what do? They break my heart the way they're playing, and then what do? They
do they make the playoffs?
No, they're too far behind.
Yeah.
You know, but he went out. You know what he did? I mean, he went in. He benched Hemsky. He said, you know what, Hemsky, if you're not going to play, you're not going to back check, you're done.
Yeah.
He should be benching Spezza. I liked it originally thinking, oh, Spezza might, you know, play good under Lindy Ruff in an organized system. Hey, he went down and did the same old crap he did in Ottawa, playing for himself. But, you know, but the third line guys like Garbutt and Eakins and my boy Roussel, they're starting to play. Tyler Seguin, I mean, I think he's the second best hands in hockey next to Kane.
Yeah,
Ben's the captain. He's stepping up.
I like Ben.
They're a little shy on the blue line, but you know, Lettinen's playing good.
Well, both you and I picked these guys to have a great year.
You know, but I'm saying, like, for a while they weren't coming. You can't. Everyone loves to score goals, but in the NHL, you have to play.
You have to play D.
You have to be on the right side of the puck.
Yeah.
You have to take the. You can't. Oh, someone might have the puck. We're all going to go up ice.
Especially in the playoffs.
You can't play that way. The thing that's hurting Dallas right now is Paul Maurice and the Winnipeg Jets. Your team.
Man, I love those Jets.
You jumped on that bandwagon.
I did, didn't I?
And you are correct.
Yeah.
And even now, I mean, Evander Kane's hurt. He's out till February. Bufflin just put the team on his big back and is killing it.
Yeah. They're playing.
He went after Berube. Yeah. He's the best.
Awesome. Awesome.
And they got Hutchinson's playing some good goalie for them.
I like how they're playing.
They're playing great. You know,
and nobody expected it.
No, I didn't expect it. I mean, I didn't expect it at all. And that's the thing is, you know, these guys got two behind these guys. I mean, Nashville stormed ahead. No one thought that would ever happen.
Well, they're playing well.
I mean, and they still are. I mean, you got your Dallas. You got your St. Louis. You got your Chicago. And then you got Winnipeg in there. So they think past all these guys. And like, you know, like the other night in Chicago, you know, I mean, Lindy Ruff got hazed on the too many men on the ice penalty.
Oh, man.
Did you see that?
No.
Guy. His foot, one foot was on the bench. The guy hops over, touches the puck. They call it. You never see that.
Never see that.
You never see that. Boom, Chicago scores on the power. Like 5 minutes left, scores on the power play because, you know, it's Chicago and they're going to score on the power play.
They're going to take advantage of it.
Then boom, OT. Oh, who, like, you know, Patrick Sharp, they score. And that's a point that Dallas desperately needs. You know,
yeah, they need that.
And that's like the Avalanche now are starting to play a little better. They had their high goaltender, Picard. When you were in Detroit, Picard was on fire. And then he sent him back down. But Vermont's playing pretty good. Iggy's warming up. Duchesne's warming up.
You said Iggy would start going.
Yeah. All the kids are – Duchesne's playing better. The really good center, McKinnon, had some sick goals. And you know what?
Speaking of McKinnon – who do you think is going to be rookie of the year this year? It's down to Forsberg for the Preds. At this point, it looks like Forsberg of the Preds or Johnny Hockey.
I think it's going to be Johnny Hockey for this reason. It's Canada, and they're going to vote for Johnny Hockey.
Yeah.
I think Forsberg might have a better year. And if Nashville's still going to – if Nashville makes the playoffs and Calgary doesn't, it should go to Forsberg.
I think so.
I just think the way that hockey is and – the hockey writers and everything. But, you know, but I mean, but like McKinnon, you know, like, and then, you know, like they just lost in the shootout Colorado the other night. And it's like, that's a point Colorado needs.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to pass everybody. I mean, they still got Minnesota muddying the waters.
Well, Minnesota, though, they've lost 7 of the last 9.
Yeah, and deservedly so. Okay, please.
What's going on with the Wild?
Vanilla. Mike Yo's Vanilla, you know.
Well, they sure looked good last year in the playoffs. I thought.
Oh, after they injured the Avalanche. Yeah. After Cookie cheap shot of the Avalanche.
That was a cheap shot.
Yeah, I mean.
But they did play well.
They did play well.
And this year, I don't know. They've been up and down.
Yeah, I mean, there's just too many. I mean, let's go to the East again a little bit, though, before we get, look at the East. I mean, Washington right now, they're buying in. Ovechkin's buying in.
He looks good.
Did you see him run Luongo the other night?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. He's chippy like he used to be.
Yeah. And you know what? That's,
And look at his shot, man. He still has the best shot.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. He faked like he felt bad. Yeah. But, I mean, that's out of respect to Ovechkin as a star and as a pretty tough cat.
He's tough.
That nobody... I mean, they didn't try to break his neck. I mean, which they should have. I mean, Bobby Lou's carrying that team. He's playing really well. I mean, look at the Florida Panthers. They're playing pretty well. They're scaring Boston and Toronto. That Bukestad just signed a big contract. He's a good young player, that kid.
And they're playing well. They've got 43 points.
They're squeezing out wins. They got Gerard Gallant. He's like a mafia hitman. That guy is just a tough old SOB.
Right.
He's got that team playing tough.
And Luongo,
you know, steady veteran goaltending.
It's always
a lot.
Yeah,
means a lot in the NHL.
It anchors you.
Yes, it does. And they got some young guys up front that are playing well. And I mean, they haven't gone away.
Yeah.
You know, like people. The Flyers want them to go away. You know what I mean? Like, that's a team that the Flyers are still back. I mean, they're as bad as they were when we left.
Yeah, how about Giroux? What's he doing with the? He bit that guy's jersey.
Yeah, he bit the guy for me. He bit the big tough guy for the big guy on Florida's. What's his name? Gooba. Goobranson's jersey.
Didn't he grab that cop's ass last year?
Yeah.
What's going on with him?
What's going on with him? I mean, you know, he's feeding. You know. He's feeding Voracek, though. He's like Voracek's number one in scoring. You talk about a one-line team.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and Berube keeps fighting. He wants to fight Buffalo now. He's kicking over catering tables. I mean, that's what I figured Berube would do last year. I don't know what. What's great is I think Blasma wants that job.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
okay.
He'll last about 2 weeks in that job.
Yeah, Disco. Your old buddy.
Yeah, when they find out what Disco is all about, you know, they won't like that in Philly.
Well, yeah, and Flyers have had a tough go here this year.
Well, you know, they have untalented defensemen and like about four good forwards. Well, you know, and they started the oldest rookie goaltender ever.
Really? Yeah.
And he won. He was 33 years old.
Wow.
And his name, he has a funny name too. I'm going to look at, his name was Zepp.
Oh, Zepp.
Yeah, yeah. He was 33 years old. He was the youngest guy to win a game.
Was he a March?
The youngest.
How did he do?
He's the youngest rookie to win a game, or the oldest rookie to win a game.
And he won. Wow.
He won. Hey, well, now Giroux got his leg cut on somebody's.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. And they said if he hadn't had the, those special socks.
Oh, he was wearing them.
Yeah, that he would have been real bad.
Oh, good. I'm glad he was wearing them. I don't want to see
Giroux. Oh, he's a talented player.
I don't want to see him hurt. I just want to see him lose.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But he was a great player.
I want to see him start all 82. And still be in the base. Yeah. I don't want any excuses.
No. All right, let's look at who else is doing good. San Jose always falls apart.
Well, you know, San Jose is, Pavelski is going to be the captain now, finally.
Yeah.
Not officially, but he's won about three games in a row all by himself, and Thornton's been hurt.
Yeah, he's out.
They're winning games now. Like for about a couple of weeks there, they looked like they were waiting for the trade deadline. And then I think Vancouver kind of fell back to earth and Calgary fell back to earth. So now I think they're like, oh, well, maybe we'll make the playoffs. So then there'll be another year of nothing happening, another year of promise and nothing happening.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that always happens in San Jose.
Yeah, because I don't think they'll beat the Ducks. I thought last year I gave them a fighting chance.
Ducks
are not going to beat the Ducks
strong.
Or the Kings this year.
No. And do you think Kings come on like they did in last year?
Yeah, but I don't even think they have to come on as much this year to beat. I'm done with the Sharks.
Oh yeah,
I said last year like, oh, I think this could be their year.
No,
I'm done. Watch them win the cup. I'm done with the Sharks. I'm not betting. I'm not saying the Sharks. I'm saying they're all buying their time.
By the way, now
waiting,
they're going
to
win.
Waiting to be traded to a better place, except for Pavelski, who's playing tough, and Pickles.
Oh man!
That was Winnipeg last night. They stole Winnipeg's 2 points. Did you see that?
Yep. Yeah.
Was it Winnipeg? Let me make sure before I say that. I wasn't so much hockey. Let's see.
San Jose 3-2 over Winnipeg. Yeah.
Yeah, Winnipeg. But here's what they did right with 8 seconds left. Pavelski wins a draw, and then Vlasic scores. So. Winnipeg didn't even get the overtime point.
2.9 seconds.
That's a crusher. for that's a crusher for you know, Winnipeg needs, you know, any point. I mean, they're in it now, but you need, because I mean,
now Vancouver's had a good year so far. What do you think, they keep that up? Have they been lucky? What do you think?
I think they're right where they should be. I think they're right where I think they're coming back to earth a little bit, but I think they're right on the bubble of a playoff team, which is where they're kind of ending up right now.
Yeah.
You know.
So you think they'll get in?
No.
No, you don't think so?
Well, at this point, let me
you got a three-way tie for second there in the Western Pacific. And Calgary's right there too.
Yeah. Well,
I think they
get
in.
Yeah, they'll get in the West.
I think they get in.
They'll get in the West.
But I don't think they go far.
No. Well, they'll no, they won't. Well, their best scenario is if they get the wild card and get to play St. Louis. If they can not play like the Kings or the Ducks. If they can, because we haven't even talked about the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, the Blues, man.
And it's Captain Kangaroo over there. So I'm really happy that they their goaltending is a Brodeur is their number one goaltender now.
I know, that's wild. That's pretty wild.
That's what they brought. I mean, you know, of course he was going to be, because Elliott's garbage.
He's 73.
Yeah. I mean,
how's he played so far?
He's played pretty good,
yeah.
But they're giving him they're stopping they're playing defense in front of him.
They know they have
Allen
to.
And Elliott. They're nuts. They're nuts. I mean, well, Allen's played terrible.
Well, Blues got off to a great start, and have it's been a little shaky. But
Allen played like he wanted to hang out with Brodeur. Like Allen didn't want the job, way he played. And Elliott's back, and he's eh. I mean, they'd rather have Brodeur, but you know what? You know what's weird on that team is Oshie came back. You know, he had a hat trick. Oshie's playing pretty good. But it's like a weird mix of, and you know that Hitchcock just wants his older guys to play better, but they're not the best players on the team anymore. Like, Tarasenko's the best player on the team.
Yeah, he is.
Remember how I said at the beginning of the year, like, he's probably not getting the ice time he needs?
Man,
I'm
that
sure
kid.
They're skating out Backus and all the other old dinosaurs.
Oh, he's unbelievably talented.
You know who would be a good coach for them? If they would can Hitchcock tomorrow, would be Disco.
Disco would for that team?
He really would be. Yeah. He really would be. He'd be a nice feel-good thing, make everybody happy, have some practices where no one tries hard.
Yeah.
And just go out and...
That's what he specializes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah. He specializes in no work ethic.
Exactly.
And, you know, and let those guys go have fun for once after being under...
That's why he's Disco Dan.
After being under Hitchcock's, prison system...
Yeah, they probably loosen them up a little.
Loosen them up and let Oshie run wild and let Tarasenko run wild and some of the other guys on that team that need to be like, they need to remember what fun's about, because there's way too much talent on that team.
Oh, they're loaded. They're loaded with talent. You're right.
And I know they're so talented that's why they're where they're at, because even when when they don't play good, they're still better than them. Like, you can't have three defensemen that are that good and not be in.
No, they're loaded. That's right.
You know. And
I saw a trade rumor about Oshie.
They're going to trade Oshie to win?
No, that was a rumor.
Okay.
Somebody was speculating in some article I read that they might. I don't think he could. Why would they get rid of him? He's too good.
I don't know why either. Well,
I don't know where I read that, but I did read
who
it.
Who was who would he be sent to?
I don't know. But, because of his skill set, he's good trade material, but I would never get rid of him.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I just read this somewhere.
That's on my theory of, like, the Kings always say that, or the Kings say Justin Williams is.
Well, that's another guy.
Bait.
I wouldn't let Justin Williams go.
Yeah, he's
go.
Mr. Conn Smythe. He's the last guy.
Yeah, you got to keep him, man.
To me, it's like Quick and then, Quick and then Doughty. And then, and then maybe him. For a cup run, I know it's stupid to have, they have Carter and my guy Kopitar. But you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't trade Williams. That's like the last guy I would trade.
Can't trade him.
All right. Well, let's get to some big fantasy news. Everybody.
Oh, fantasy news. Okay.
Fantasy
and then
news.
We got to pick our goon of the week, too.
Yeah, big goon of the week. That's what you can do with it.
There's a lot going on there. A
lot going down. Fantasy news.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. All it's time for fantasy news.
There we go. And the way it stands now, Area 51 has put up a 10-point lead on yours truly.
Uh-oh, 10 points.
10-point lead, yeah. Wow. Well, for those of the Bex, I have Flower, and I have Jimmy Howard. So neither of them have been polishing off their Vezina credential in the last couple of weeks.
No.
So.
I've been setting it. Yeah.
So you know, drop back a little bit here, but we're not afraid. We're not afraid. But those catching up now. So now I'm kind of I'm fighting for my life in second place. I'm a half a point. I'm tied with Anthony Niemi, a great real name, and a half a point ahead of maybe my favorite name in the pool in the game, Pronger's cap hit. So.
I like that cap hit.
Yeah, we're battling it out. We're battling it out.
Can you do it? Can you hang in there? Can you?
Yeah, we need Flower and Jimmy Ho got to stop the puck. Flower can't be giving up 5 goals a game. I mean, like
Area 51.
Area 51 just went boom. Just jumped.
Wow, bro.
He's ahead up there. 1 point before the goon of the week is
he's got aliens playing. That's why.
Is that this happened Friday night? Is a referee in the Pittsburgh Tampa game threw up.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did they actually show the clip, too? Because I saw it live.
You know, I saw a clip. Yeah.
And then they went to the one referee system because there's the one guy was sick.
And then
it was terrible.
Do you have, the mumps?
I don't know. You're sick. But, you know, remember how I've said here before that I like how there's two referees now?
Yeah.
Because the one guy, he was actually an old ref who had been around in the one system. So he knew how to ignore calls. Because he didn't call anything the whole game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible. So just another reason why the two-referee system works.
Yeah, you need that. I think it's better.
Well, because I do, too.
So the guy threw up, and then they took him out?
He took himself off the ice.
Yeah.
All right.
Time for Goon of the Week.
Goon of the Week. This is going to be a great one.
Oh, this is going to be a good one. Goon of the Week. Do you count a fight that happens in practice?
Well, I just had to throw that in there because, you know, my disdain for Craig Adams and his Iron Man streak. Well, Gino, the great Evgeny Malkin, beat the hell out of him in practice.
Yeah. You got to love that. But does that count?
Well, I don't know. We talking about practice. There's some great ones here.
Practice.
There's some great ones here now. Willie Mitchell of our old parish actually took off his helmet and beat Chris Letang with it.
You know, I love that. I don't know why. I love Letang.
I know. We love Letang and we love Willie Mitchell.
Me too. It's cool that he did that.
It's a family feud.
Yeah.
So we also have my biggest enemy. The jackass that is John Scott.
You don't like John Scott.
Threw a no-look elbow to the head of Jackman of the Ducks.
Wow. Totally, he was like John Jones.
Totally vicious BS. He got 4 games. I say, why is he still in the league?
You've always said that about John Scott.
He's worthless. Now just some good old-fashioned ice hockey ones. Matt Barkowski, a Pittsburgh guy, but not reason why. He crushed Giganta of Buffalo.
Right.
And good to see Foligno stepped in.
I love when guys step in
and step up and do that.
Yeah, that was cool.
Now we have Luch and Prout, round 2. Luch's redemption.
Yeah.
Remember,
yeah.
Luch claimed he got sucker punched.
Yeah, he said he was sucker punched.
How do you get suckered when you both have your gloves off?
That's a good point.
But we give it to Luch.
Got some redemption.
We have Tutu, who remember it was Robert Bertuzzo, our buddy Bortz, who ended Yager's night one night. So yeah. Tutu went after him twice, Bertuzzo twice, because the first time Bertuzzo the fight was a draw.
Right.
So then Tutu had to swing a stick at him and cut him before he fought him. But that's what Tutu does because he's a middleweight.
That's Tutu.
Goat.
Yeah.
Our buddy Justin Williams, who very rarely drops the gloves.
Rarely.
Got pissed, beat up the bigger man Shattenkirk of St. Louis Blues.
That was impressive.
Yeah, and the Blues is a natural rival with the LA Kings, so we like that. Dubinsky Taze, always love when Taze goes.
Oh, yeah.
Captain who just wants
to
go.
Captain.
And Monahan, a great, we love when the skilled guys go too. Great skilled guy.
But he crushed.
Young center. Crushed Jordan Eberle.
Yeah.
Who just laid on the ice because he wants to get out of the team. He was waiting to be. He thought he'd be traded when he was laying on the ice.
That's good.
But then Ferentz, old Bruin, old Penguin, old guy knows the code. The captain of Edmonton. He probably doesn't want that announced too loudly.
But yeah,
who wants that? He stepped in. And then we have Ovi running Bobby Lou. Always fun.
That's always cool.
Always fun to see Ovi doing Ovi things with
you. Yeah, that's an Ovi.
But now here's my vote. Now, obviously, your vote is the only one that counts.
Well,
I just kind of love this as old school hockey. Chris Hansen of Vancouver absolutely cheap shots Wingles of San Jose with an elbow to the head.
Coming out of the penalty box.
No. He did it, you know, near the box. Elbowed him. They called it a hit to the head. Only a two-minuter. Don't know how that was in the major game misconduct or anything. But then, out of the box, gets the breakaway pass and scores.
Oh.
That's old school. I mean, that's old school hockey.
That's old school.
I mean, that's, you know, the list of greats who've done. I mean, that's Shanahan.
Right, you know,
The cheap shot so much, but I mean that's Flyers. That should be the Claude Lemieux hat trick, elbow to the head and the score on the breakaway out of the box.
Yeah, you gotta love that. That is old school.
So that's not.
My pick? Let's see. Do we get to hear the theme song again?
It's up to the boss.
Okay, let's see. all right, let's see. This is a tough one. We got a lot to pick from.
Yeah, take your time. It's people get raises off of this. It's known around the league.
I know.
Maybe the music now, so we can a little think music here.
I guess
I do my best thinking with AC/DC.
Yeah, I do too. I guess I'm gonna go with Looch.
The Looch, the Redemption.
On the Redemption.
Look at that.
Yeah.
He'll be happy to hear that.
Yep. To read
I don't think, you know, I for two guys that don't root for the Bruins per se, I think we're the two biggest Looch fans out
there. We love Looch.
I love the Looch.
And you know, I'm a Wings fan.
I know. And you hate the Looch.
I know. I hate him, but I love him. Yeah. It's weird. I hate him when he's playing us.
Yeah.
Other times I kind of like
him. I closetly root for a lot of teams. I love the Red
Wings. I like his spirit. You know, he's like an old-time player.
Oh, he is.
He is.
He really is. He's like your Hartnell.
Yeah.
Because Hartnell's like the Flyer that just ripped the Penguins' heart out. And he was like the Bruin and just ripped your heart out. But
yeah.
The Looch, if you're listening, and I hope you are, step it up, my friend. We want to see you in the playoffs.
Yeah, you got
Krejci back. It's time to go on a roll and just put your foot in someone's ass.
Well, they got Krejci back. It gives him a little boost.
It gets his centerman back. Yeah. You know, it's time for him to step up. Looch knows we love him. So it's about time, Looch.
Well, I'll see if they can get in.
Well, you know, they better. You know the team that we haven't talked about who was playing really well, who I know you like and picked. I did not pick this year. The Tampa Bay Lightning.
You know what?
I
like that team.
You do. And I like the line of Johnson, Palat, and Kucherov.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a second line to be. I mean, Tyler Johnson, it's like a commercial. All he does is score hat tricks.
and they're doing well. They're right up there tied with Montreal.
And Palat is a great. And Kucherov. You know, a great Russian kid. Kucherov is young. Palat, I never heard of him until this year. I got to say, I don't watch him in Tampa games, but Palat is a great hockey player. And they're on the line without even Stamkos.
I know.
Now, here's my problem with Tampa Bay is every time I see Ben Bishop play, he gets hurt.
Yeah, Bishop.
He didn't show up in the playoffs last year, whatever. Yep. He had pulled whatever hangnail and he didn't play against Montreal. You know, you're 6'8", man. You got to stay in the game, Bishop.
Come on, Bishop.
I mean, you know, it's going to hurt him.
Well, it will, yeah.
You know, they need him to play.
No, I'm going to go over a couple teams. I'm going to name some teams. Just tell me if you think they get in.
Oh, all right.
Boston, you think they're going to get in?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I have to go with Boston because I think they'll make a deal.
Okay.
They'll throw away the future.
Okay. What do you think about Winnipeg? They're going to get in.
Yeah.
They're going to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Winnipeg's getting in. The team that I feel bad for because I like the way they play and is Columbus. Because I mean they won about nine in a row and now they're just at 500.
Yeah. Well, you know? They're hit and miss.
Yeah.
But they did have a nice run there.
They had a real nice run, but, you know. Did they get in? No. No, they're way down there.
They're way down. Oh, yeah, they are. Okay.
You can't start out that bad.
Yeah, they started bad.
You know? And expect, because of all the three-point games, all these, you get a point for showing up in overtime, people can't catch up.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You know?
There's a point in the season. All right, so we're midway.
Right.
We're midway. And how do you see it all going?
Chicago and... I almost
think Rangers get back.
You took the words out of my mouth.
They're playing good right now.
I almost said the Rangers. It's too easy for me to say Pittsburgh, even though I really like I love what Rutherford did, and we get all the injured guys back, and you know even if two more go down, if it's not Flower or Sid or Letang or Gino, we'll be.
You guys might give it a run.
In Montreal, I think Chicago versus either Montreal or the Rangers or Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I could see any one of those three from the East. Yeah.
Chicago just looks really, really good, and my sleeper out West would be the Ducks.
Well, yeah, Ducks.
Ryan Anderson's back.
Ducks have the talent to do it, and they're playing great now.
Yeah, especially if the Kings fall.
But the Kings seem to have that mentality in the playoffs, so that they won't be beat.
Yeah, I know, but they need another defenseman. This is not the team they had last year.
Is there a defenseman out there?
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying that they might be getting Paul Martin for the Penguins.
Yeah, that would be good for him.
Or somebody else. I mean, we're getting to the point where teams are falling apart now.
And they want Justin Williams for Paul Martin?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I'd do that.
No, I wouldn't do that from either side.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do that from both. I wouldn't do that from either side.
No, you don't want to lose Martin, and
I don't think we can replace Paul Martin. I think that Perron trade was so for nothing that I think Rutherford's going to make another deal, but I don't think he needs to, unless Hornquist and or Como does not come back.
Well, if you know that defense is super important in the playoffs and you need a defenseman, do you give up somebody good to get him?
Yes, but I don't. If I was the Kings, the Kings is constituted now, I would probably make that trade because they kind of have to.
Oh man, you hate to give Williams up. You know,
I think Martin could be gotten for less, and I think that's what they know. I think that's what Luke Robitaille knows. That I think it's in Rutherford's mind that Martin's not coming back. I think it's in everyone's mind Martin's not coming back, and I think that they want to get something for him. They don't value him as much as I do. I'd rather get nothing for him and make it to the finals and lose to Chicago in five games than get something back for him and not have him and lose to the Rangers in the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you got a point.
He's a great defenseman. To me, he's better than Erhoff. The Penguins are in love with Erhoff. Erhoff has a nice slap shot. But he's not nearly as defensively sound as Paul Martin.
No, yeah, he could help a lot of people.
Paul Martin could help a lot of people. But you watch a lot of, I mean, look at who's falling. I mean, people are falling apart now. So maybe come March, you know, I don't know, maybe Dominic Roussel will go from, you know, look at all those third line guys in Dallas. That'd be nice. Yeah. Maybe Dallas will split them up. You never know who's gonna be available. Hell, Hemsky will probably be made available. I wouldn't want Hemsky.
Remember last year, Kings got Gavrik right at the break,
right at the
deadline, and look what it paid off.
Yeah,
in spades.
Yeah, I mean, well, that would be Oshie. Oshie would be this year's Gavrik.
Yeah.
If
I just read that, I don't know why you'd ever even consider that. He's so good.
What are they going to get a goaltender for?
I don't know where I read that.
They're going to coach. They're going to trade Oshie for Paul Maurice.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what they need. I don't know. We'll see. This will probably be the end of Hitchcock, though. which is probably what they need. They probably need needed this. They probably need the confusion of a goaltending mess to get rid of Hitchcock, to get a coach from the 20th century.
Yeah,
to get these guys to play.
You've never been a big fan of the captain, Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah, no. No, I mean, he's better than Barbecue Bruce.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's not saying
that's not.
No, well, I mean, he stole his cup. You know, you can take that to the bank.
Now, who do you think winds up with the Toronto job?
Your man.
You really think so? Oh.
I hate to break your...
I hate hearing that.
Gun to my head, I think it's going to be him.
They're going to offer him a bundle.
I'll tell you who's... I don't know who else is out. I don't know really who's out. I mean, Tortorella, I'm not going to give Tortorella, but he'd last a minute in that job in Toronto. He'd last a minute. The media, he'd have a... He'd bring a gun to the media scrum. Shanahan knows too much about hockey to hire Blausma.
Yeah, right.
I don't know who's... laying around that doesn't have a job.
Well, let's say Babcock goes at some point. Who does Detroit get? Or is that too
one of their old? One of their fine assistants that's in the system?
Okay,
the guy who's worked in their farm system forever, bringing all those great kids up.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, I love Babcock, but they have a system there.
Well, no one has done better with the Euros.
Yeah,
than Detroit.
We literally see how smart Babcock is, because I love Babcock. I think he's a great coach, but he is the best GM in hockey. He stepped into hockey town.
That's true.
You know, he inherited Lindstrom, and he inherited Zetterberg and Datsyuk.
Yeah, a lot in the
cover. And then he coached the two best teams in the gold medal. I mean, and he coached Sidney Crosby and Toews.
Yeah,
who they had to decide who'd be captain. So let's see what he does. Let's see how good he looks when Phil Kessel and Tyler Bozak are out there.
Yeah, right.
Down Phil Kessel. Now you might want to see what your defensive end looks like.
It's not a easy job.
But I like Kessel. I don't mean to make it something.
Oh, Kessel is talented.
I think Kadri's a bum. Clarkson was amazing in New Jersey. I don't know. He must love playing under Lou Lamoriello's no fun system, because he went to Toronto and laid an egg.
But it's a tough job, because it's what you said. It's like the NHL equivalent of the Yankees with the media.
Toronto. It's like being the Dallas Cowboys head coach.
Yeah. The media's on you.
Constantly.
You know?
And they haven't won since I was alive.
Yeah, so
think about that.
The pressure's been building all those years.
Yeah. It's like if the Yankees hadn't won since Mickey Mantle.
Not an easy job to take.
Not an easy job to take. Captain, so glad you're back.
Man, great to be back, and I'm glad you had a good holidays, Joe.
Yeah.
And what's coming up? What do you got?
We got two with me and the great Paul Verzi back on the All-In Tour. We're doing the Hartford Funny Bone and then the Syracuse Funny Bone next 2 weeks.
Awesome.
Not this weekend. The next weekend and the following weekend.
Oh, that'll be cool.
So come out and see us. We'll talk some hockey. Oh, the Puckoff fans are the best. When you see them out on the road, and there's so many of it, and we love you guys. I mean, really
love you, and they're really building.
It's building. It's fun. Yeah. I hope this was a good show. I feel a little rusty, but we had so much.
No, it was good. We had so much to talk about.
And we
it's just good to be back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. Thanks for holding down the fort too. Did a 2-hour show by himself.
The 5-on-3.
Yeah, that's what it was, for 2 hours. All right. Well,
where are you going to be?
I am going to be. I'm always at the Laugh Factory Friday nights in Hollywood.
Yep.
And then I'm on KLOS every Sunday night, 10 till 2. Check it out. If you don't live in L.A., you can check it out on 95.5KLOS.com.
You get the best guests. And aren't you going to Austin? You going to Texas?
No, I'm sorry. I've got Vegas coming up.
Oh, okay.
I got Vegas.
I thought for some reason, with
the great Don Marrera.
Oh, there's a show. Legend.
That's a comic, that guy.
That's a legend. That's a Legends line. What's that? That's the Winter Classic, right?
That's a classic show with the great Don Marrera.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
He's the Ty Domi of comedy. So we're gonna have some fun, and it was really good to be back, man.
Yeah, thank you. And we also heard good news. knock on wood, Mr. Howe is doing a lot better.
Thank God.
The reports are he's walking around.
Thank God. The great Gordie Howe.
Yeah, so that's always good to hear.
All right. Well, listen, man, welcome back. And you guys, let's have a great 2015. Enjoy the second half of the season here. We are Puck Off. Joe Bartnik, Fraser Smith. We're out.